Secretary of State Jim Condos on Monday designated Vermont Health Connect as a voter registration agency. Condos acted to comply with Section 7 of the National Voter Registration Act of 1993, known as the Motor Voter Law, which allows for registration at motor vehicle offices and mandates that states designate all offices that provide public assistance as voter registration agencies.
This is required under federal law. There's a reference to it in our state statutes as well. It was also in the Health Benefits Act that required that health benefits exchanges will be mandatory voter registration agencies as well.
Condo says the idea is to ensure that all eligible citizens are provided the opportunity to participate in their constitutional right to vote.
This is designed to make it as easy as possible. We already do this through the Department of Motor Vehicles already across the country. We also do it in any agency of state government that provides public assistance.
ACLU of Vermont Executive Director Alan Gilbert says most people have not realized they will have the ability to bundle signing up for health care and voting, and he hopes that yields a positive impact.
Everybody is going to be going to the health care exchanges eventually, and so having one place where you can take care of that as well as registering to vote, we hope will be a big boost to the number of people who register and then ultimately vote.
Vermont follows California and New York in announcing implementation of a health exchange voter registration cooperative. A spokesman from the New York State Board of Elections told WAMC that the agency and the Department of Health would be meeting this week to discuss details of the plan for the Empire State. Citizen Action of New York Policy Director Bob Cohen is a member of one of Governor Andrew Cuomo's Regional Health Exchange Advisory Committees.
It turns out that the constituencies that would go before the exchange and also those who are unregistered to vote, to some extent, we think would substantially overlap. So it seems to me this is a case where different government agencies can marshal their resources and work together effectively. So if somebody is enrolling, it just makes sense to us that they also register to vote, or at least ask to register to vote.
With the voter registration a federal mandate, why aren't more states in the process of implementing a cooperative program? Vermont Secretary of State Jim Condos, who is also Eastern Region Vice President and member of the Executive Board of the National Association of Secretaries of State, believes it may relate to states that are opting out of controlling their own exchange.
Those states that have chosen not to have their own exchange but to let the feds do it are questioning whether then that means that they have to comply with this or not, since it's a federal program.
Condo said in the last election, Vermont, with a population of about 600,000, had about 460,000 registered voters. Open enrollment in health exchanges begins in October. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.